Hello, Olin Tangi. This is Krista Davis, Olin Tangi's Chief Communications Officer. In Olin Tangi, we are very proud of the opportunities available to our students. It is through the support of our community that we are able to offer unique and specialized courses and programs that most high school students aren't able to explore until college. The 2020 levy package included broadcast journalism studios to be built at three of our high schools. In this episode, you'll hear from Orange and Liberty High School seniors about their experiences with broadcast journalism, as well as the many of our other journalism offerings.
I'm Emily. I'm a senior at Orange, and I'm into photography, and I'm part of National Honor Society and Social Honor Society.
Hi, my name's Grace. I'm also a senior at Orange. I'm a competitive dancer, and I do cheer at the school, and I'm in National Honor Society and Spanish Honor Society.
Hi, I'm Vernica. I'm a senior at Liberty, and I like to hike, be outside, and I play tennis for the school.
Hi, I'm Ava. I'm also a senior at Liberty. I like to play with my dog when I'm not at school, and I also work outside of the school.
So we're here today because we're all part of the journalism program. So Grace, would you like to talk about what we're involved in here at Orange?
So I'm the senior editor of the yearbook at Orange, and I'm also in multimedia journalism and broadcast journalism.
And then I am in yearbook, and then I'm also the editor-in-chief for multimedia journalism.
So at Liberty, I'm involved in our newspaper, our online website, and also for the first 2 years of high school, I was part of our broadcast program. Ava, what about you?
So I have been in broadcast for 2 years, and I am the producer of broadcast this year. And I'm also part of our school newspaper and our online forum, as well as our yearbook. So our broadcast class, we are in charge of the daily announcements, which at Liberty run during third period. We do run through at like 9:30, which means that we have our two anchors who are students within the class, and they go to the room to start practicing the script. Majority of the class time, our teleprompter person like will write the script for the day, as well as like add in bits for us to do. And then come time in the newsroom, like we set up our Wirecast system, which helps us broadcast to the entire school. If we're not like in the newsroom or part of setting up the live news, we are doing news packages, and it's a lot of fun. Recently, one of our members did Trick Tuesday, where her and her friends did cartwheels and handstands around the school to showcase their talents, since they're both cheerleaders. We also have other news packages like Wager Wednesday, where one of our members challenges a different sports team each week to highlight like different sports, and also to like awareness to what games are going on. And it's like a kind of a betting situation. He always loses, and he always has to end up giving them like tropical smoothie or cane. So it's a lot of fun, and people enjoy it. And then we also just have a lot of people on the air that like bring a lot of energy to make sure that we're just not monotone, because it is early in the morning still.
So another program at Liberty would be the Canon, which is our newspaper. And the same staff for Canon also runs our online website, the Patriot Press. So we have the same group of kids who are working really hard to produce a magazine every 3 months or so. And it's full color, full print, amazing design. And it's all, we always theme our editions to current events that are going on. Sometimes we have a sports edition. Our most recent edition was our arts and culture edition, which the design turned out beautiful for that one because we have very talented designers in our class. And these same writers also write more current events, a lot more timely stories that are shorter, or they need to be written in a shorter time span that can't make it into the magazine. We get those on the website, the Patriot Press. And that's also a very impressive website. We have crosswords, we have reviews of like recent albums that have dropped, recent movies. We have a lot of Liberty-centric stories, but then we also have stories that are related to our community.
And at Orange, we have a multimedia journalism class where there's a bunch of people doing a bunch of different stuff. So one of them is The Frontier, which is our student and parent newsletter that comes out every month. And it talks about the school news and keeps parents updated on the upcoming news. And then we also have Orange Media, which is our website, and people write for that. And then they also design for The Frontier, if you'd like to do that. But we write about world news and school news and Orange Media. And then we have a few people get ready for news every day. So they set up, turn on all the cameras, turn on everything. We do our daily announcements. And then we also have a group called Orange Sports Live, which is on Twitter and on Instagram. And they make our graphics. They post school updates. And then I'm also in yearbook and the business manager side of that and graphic designer. For that, we do business ads and we sell business ads to businesses and then senior ads as well. And then for graphic designer, which is one person usually, but we design the front of the cover and then just different elements and graphics inside the yearbook.
Yeah, so going along with what Emily said, news prep in the morning and first period, multimedia journalism, they help set up for our news, which runs second period. And it's just a live broadcasting of our daily announcements, and we have news packages that run on that. And then there's also a third period broadcast class, which I'm in this year. And we have a daily show every day that's different. So on Mondays, we have arts. On Tuesdays, we're off. Wednesdays, we have pop culture. Thursdays, we have sports, and Fridays we have national, and we just go through every bit of news that the school and like nationally we can cover, which is really cool. For yearbook, I'm the senior editor in chief with two other of my co-editors in chiefs. Yearbook is really big at our school. We thought of the whole theme for the year and we really try to promote it. Our theme for this year is Let's Glow, so we use that aspect throughout all of their yearbook. We have bright colors and big blocky letters to like shine, and we got to decorate and design the cover, which is really cool. So
I got involved in our intro to journalism class, which is the prerequisite for all the courses, because I've always been interested in journalism. Actually, ironically, mainly yearbook, because when I was in eighth grade, I was in a different district, so we have a yearbook to commemorate our eighth grade year. So I got to help with that and I kind of like fell in love with it. So when we moved and I came to Liberty and found out that they had a journalism course, I signed up. And I actually wasn't supposed to take any journalism classes my 11th grade year because I was taking 5 APs and I just overloaded myself and didn't have any room in my schedule. And then my teacher was like, oh, you can credit flex, broadcast, and like come in on your study hall days. And I just fell in love with the subject. It was my like favorite class of the day. I was always looking forward to it when on the days I had it, like even though I was flitting in and out and like I would have to learn things on the fly or had less time to do assignments than others, I didn't care because whenever I was in there, I was having fun. And it was also kind of fun because I would sometimes watch the broadcast in my other class and I would just like be like, okay, what's going on today? What's going on behind the scenes? Because knowing how it worked is really awesome. And it really turned me into a journalism junkie because I found out that that was really what I wanted to do with my life was journalism. So I picked up yearbook and our canon. I'm just going to say canon instead of our newspaper class because I really wanted to get back into the writing aspect of journalism to be well-rounded before I went to college. And I like all aspects of it. And I now find myself with a really hard decision of either broadcasting or print. And I don't know which one I'm going to go with.
I got involved in our journalism program because in middle school, I was a huge consumer of news in general. I was always interested in what was going on. And once I got to high school and I realized that intro to journalism was a class, I was like, this is amazing. I get to understand how it works behind the scenes. And after completing intro to journalism my freshman year, I decided to just dive into it and take two different journalism classes at once, both broadcast and canon. And from then on, it was just really exciting. I was so involved in our school and I felt so informed. It was a really nice experience because with journalism, no matter what kind of journalism you do, you're always talking to people about new things. You're always tapped into current events. You're never out of the loop. And that's just part of how it goes. And I think it's amazing to learn about new things that are happening in your community and in your school that you wouldn't have known otherwise.
I got involved my eighth grade year. My English teacher told me that I should sign up for intro to journalism, and I had absolutely no idea what it was. So I just took the class anyway to get credit, and I really liked it and I was very interested in it. So I signed up for the next year for yearbook, and then I wanted to take multimedia just so I could kind of get a feel for what I liked and disliked, and I thought I would like transition into magazine, but I really fell in love with multimedia journalism. And after my sophomore sophomore year, I applied for editor positions for both, and for 2 years straight, I did editor positions, and I really like it, and I feel like I got out of my comfort zone. I feel like I was really shy my freshman year, and I feel like journalism helped me get out of my comfort zone and talk to more people and feel comfortable just talking to whoever.
I agree with what everyone's saying. I also was in a different district for middle school, and I had no idea what I wanted to do at all coming into Orange. It was like the summer before, and I was like scheduling for my classes for freshman year, and I was really scared. I'd always been good at English. My mom was like, you should take intro to journalism. So I just took that class just to see what it was like, and I ended up being good at the writing aspect of it. So my teacher told me to sign up for a yearbook, and I really, really enjoyed it, taking photos and going to all the sporting events, but also like writing the stories is like one of my favorite parts. And I applied for the junior editor position and ended up getting it. And I had always loved like making TikToks and like vlogging and influencing. So I was like, maybe I should sign up for broadcast. So I also signed up for broadcast the next year, my junior year. And as I was doing yearbook, and I really just fell in love with that. Having 2 periods out of my day doing journalism was really amazing. I love journalism so much. So this year, signing up for my senior year classes, I signed up for multimedia journalism for a third period of my day having journalism, and it's really just an amazing day because I get to go to 3 periods of journalism, and I just have a smile on my face.
My favorite moments are definitely the ones where we take all of our classes, our journalism class, and go on some field trips or just opportunities. Like, we have a business field trip where we can go, we spread out into groups, and we go and ask businesses if they want to sell ads, and that's always fun. It's also a bonding moment because we do it in the beginning of the year, so I get to meet people that I haven't met before or haven't been in the class yet. And then we also go to Columbus Blue Jackets, where we get to interview people there, take a tour, go on the ice and skate, which is really fun, and then we get to watch some of the part of the game. So yeah, I would say those are definitely my favorite parts, just because I get to spend time with everyone in the journalism group and not just people in my class.
Yeah, I agree. A couple of things that we do in broadcast that we get to all come together during the year is that we always do our annual telethon every April, and we always work really hard leading up to it. It's basically just an all-day live stream where we do like fun challenges and we anchor. We get to switch in and out jobs. Everyone is doing a job. Everyone is there all day. My teacher gets us food. We have to sell ads beforehand, and then we get to see our ads running that we have filmed ourselves, and that's just a really cool experience. We also, this year, for the 2024 election, broadcasted 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. We were in the school until 12 a.m., and it was, like, really cool because I've never been at school that late, and I was just with all my friends in broadcast, and we were just, like, getting through that last hour of the live stream. Is really cool to like watch the election through that aspect of it and live broadcast it.
One of my favorite parts of the journalism program is the collaborative aspect of it. So especially when we're brainstorming, we're all like pitching ideas at each other. And when something catches on and multiple people are like, yes, we should cover that, we must cover it, I'll do one part, you do another part, we'll do this, we'll do that. And like, it just, the idea catches on and it spreads and everyone's really excited about it. And I love that energy. It's one of my favorite things. And another part that is my favorite, and it's a little bit more on the individual side than a collaborative thing, is that part of broadcasting is that you get an opportunity to film the live stream for our football games. So that means going to your school's football stadium and then getting to climb all the way up above all of the bleachers to the newsstand, and it's way high up. And then you get to move around the camera and follow the game. And real people are watching the live stream. They're commenting on the live stream, how it's being filmed. So you know that you're a part of something. And it really, and also it's the best seat for the games.
One of my like favorite moments for my like first year doing broadcast has to be when we were filming our Modern Family intro. It was just a lot of fun because even though we do like be posing in these like random places, it was just so cool to see the end effect, as we had this
girl who was able to use the green screen and like the picture frame that we were all holding, and we were actually able to like recreate the intro with her editing skills. So that was really awesome. This year, broadcast is like a wild party every day. Like we do nothing the same twice. Just our anchors are so creative. One day they'll be wearing a shark hat. The next day, like, we'll have like the selfie cam. Then we are like throwing jokes on the air. I love our canon brainstorming periods. We recently brainstormed our underclassmen issue, and it was just really fun to watch them like come up with the ideas. And we did pitch in here and there to kind of like help them brainstorm story ideas and kind of like throw out like events happening at Liberty. And it was just so fun to just see the class like come alive all together and really help create this issue.
So since we're all seniors, what are your plans after high school?
Well, after high school, I'm planning on getting an education in computer science. I'm planning on doing both my bachelor's and my master's degree in 4 years. Hopefully that works out fine. yeah. And even though I'm not continuing journalism in my career or in my education, I really do want to be involved in journalism on campus. I really like the connection it gives a community, and I want to be a part of that.
So I plan on pursuing journalism at Arizona State at their downtown Phoenix campus. I plan to do their 4+1 program and get my master's in investigative journalism because I really love the idea of researching a story and following it all the way to its end and helping hopefully change things for the better and kind of inform people and tell them the truth. So that's my plan after high school.
So I am planning on majoring in finance and then minoring in marketing at Florida Gulf Coast University. And a few years ago, last year, I had no idea what I wanted to do, but applying to being a business manager and doing graphic design really helped me find my passion for business and doing designing. So journalism definitely helped with that.
Yeah, and then I plan on studying journalism in general, but on a sports media track at West Virginia University next year. My end goal is being a sports reporter, sideline reporter, NFL football, hopefully. That's the big dream, but I really just adding all the journalism classes that I've taken together and mainly broadcast has like inspired me to do that, and I really just want to keep that in my life forever.
Thank you again, Ava, Grace, Emily, and Arnika, for sharing about the wide range of opportunities for students interested in journalism. We want to thank our Olentangy community again for making these impressive programs possible through your support of our district. So until we say hello again, goodbye, Olentangy.